The opening round of the Battle of Borodino took place on the 5th of September, 1812, with a French assault on an isolated Russian fort at Shevardino. Seizing the position late in the day, the French vanguard opened the way for a larger deployment south of the Kalatcha River. Throughout the following day, the 6th, both armies came into position along a line running from Borodino south to the village of Utitsa, where the Smolensk road provided a likely route of attack against the Russian left flank. Indeed, as Marshal Davout argued, a concerted attack up the Smolensk road promised to turn the Russian flank and drive the enemy into the angle formed by the Kalatcha and Moskva rivers. The plan was overruled, however, by Napoleon, who chose to make a series of frontal assaults against the Russian line despite the presence of highly defensible enemy earthworks. The decision would lead to a grinding battle of attrition, in which the French commander would play a strangely passive role, remaining in the vicinity of Shevardino throughout much of the action. On the French left, Prince Eugene quickly occupied Borodino and succeeded in driving off a Russian cavalry assault, thwarting the enemy's one and only effort to mount an offensive. Meanwhile, after much hard fighting, Marshal Ney captured the series of fortifications known as the Fletches and advanced on the central village of Semyonovskaya. About 1 o'clock, the battle's climactic action took place when an attack of heavy cavalry under General Caulaincourt went forward against the massive Russian fort known as the Great Redoubt. The attack was followed by a well-timed infantry assault, giving the French control of the center of the battlefield and seemingly bringing them to the brink of a larger victory. Despite the urging of his subordinates, however, Napoleon refused to order a final assault that might have shattered the Russian army altogether. Instead, loath to commit his reserves while so deep in enemy territory, he allowed the battle to devolve into an artillery duel, eventually giving the Russians the chance to withdraw under cover of darkness. Thus, though he could claim a tactical victory, Napoleon's strategic situation following the battle remained much the same, and his failure to crush the Russian army would eventually come back to haunt him.